Good morning, everybody. Take a seat. Get comfortable. Close your eyes for a moment. Take a few moments to just be with your breath. Let your breath draw your mind into the present moment. The more present we can be as we practice today, the more rich our experience will be. So as many times as your mind wanders away, that many times, come back to your breath. Come back to this moment. Come back to being present. This practice today is yours to explore. Every moment can be tailored to your own need. To take whatever variations feel like the right choice for you today. Let's drop our head down now and let it rock from side to side. Returning then to our center, let's take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and unity with our spirit. Now from the heart, with an inhale, our hands rise up. Exhaling, they float right back down to the ground. And with each breath, let a prayer rise up. As if your whole body is praying. And then let the prayer come to rest again at your heart. And for a moment, just be with your heart. And now inhale, reach to the sky. Exhaling, this time let's fold to a forward bend. Hands reach out, touch the ground. We step back. And let's come to downward facing dog. As we push away from our hands, our hips reach into the sky. And we take this moment for a nice stretch. A chance to investigate the needs of our body. Check in with every part of you. Where do you need a little extra love and attention today? Lift onto your toes, step one heel at a time down to the ground. Keep exploring. And then let's walk our hands back to our feet, where we hang down in a nice relaxing forward bend. It's early. Let your knees bend. Be gentle. Take a nice deep breath. Now hands coming onto the mat again. Let's walk our hands forward as we return to downward facing dog. Knowing a little more about our needs now, let's begin to flow. Knees come down to the mat. Hips sit down onto the heels. Inhale, take the shoulders up and around. Begin to loosen some of the tension in your shoulders. And as our shoulders begin to feel a little more loose, a little more free, let's rise up and our arms circle all the way around. Once more, arms reach to the sky. This time, let's exhale and fold into child's pose. Our hips reach back into our heels again as our arms reach forward. Now take a moment to make this pose a home, a comfortable home, a home that you can return to anytime during our practice today. It's always fine to stop, to rest, to reflect. And now pushing all 10 fingers into the floor, let's curl our toes under our feet and our hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. We'll step the right foot forward. Left knee to the mat, inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, flow down with arms reaching back. And inhale, reaching up. Ride the waves of your breath. Coming back again and again to our breath. With the next exhale, let's let our hands come back down to the mat. And we step back. Inhale, shoulders come up and over our wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, our looser shoulders rolling back, our heart reaching forward, cobra. Exhale, find your way back into your heels, child's pose. Let's do that part again. Inhale, forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Toes under the feet and hips to the sky, downward facing dog. This time left foot steps forward. Right knee to the mat, inhale to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, waves of breath flowing. Next exhale, hands return to the mat. The left foot steps back. And our inhale takes us forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, back, child's pose. Take this flow a few more times and feel how your body responds. The muscles are warming, the joints are loosening. Enjoying these little tastes of what's to come. Flow you're on be your last. Let it lay you down again into your home in child's pose. And then with hands pressing into the mat and toes under our feet, our hips again reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And we'll take an inhale all the way to the sky. Exhale, bend the knees, sit down into chair. Inhale, rise up. Take a wave of breath, arms flowing down and back. Inhaling, back to the sky. Exhale, chair pose. Now let yourself flow, following the rhythm of your own breath. And then next time you rise up, let hands come to your heart. Step to the front of the mat. A sun salutation. Inhale, reaching to the sky. Exhaling, let's sit down again into chair. Inhale, burst up. Take a little back bend here if you want to. And then exhale, dive all the way down. Inhaling, we lift up halfway, we lengthen. Exhale, let hands come to the mat. We'll step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, inhaling arms to the sky. Exhaling, hands to the mat. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands come down. The left foot steps up to join the right. And with an inhale, we rise. Exhale, sit into chair. Inhale, burst up again. Add your little back bend if that's what feels good for you. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhaling, our hands come to the mat. Now our left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, whatever meets the needs of your body. Inhaling, arms reach up. Exhaling, hands come down. Let's step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now the left leg reaches for the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands come down again. We're stepping forward. Inhale, rise like the morning sun. Exhale, chair. Inhale, shining bright. A little back bend is here if you want to embrace it. Exhale, flowing down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, and hands come to the mat. Let's step our feet back. And we come now to downward facing dog. Take a moment to just be with your breath. Let your breath draw your heart into this moment. So now that our body feels a little warmer, a little looser, we're ready to begin stepping into our standing flows. Let's begin with right leg reaching into the sky. Now draw the right knee forward. Come forward to plank or kneeling plank. Hug the leg in. And then exhale back to the sky. Flow forward and back. And then the next time we come forward, let's step the right foot forward. We'll set the back foot flat to the mat and reach up for warrior one. Feel the grounding of your feet. Such solidity. And from that solid foundation, explore the pose, explore the sensation, explore your experience. So you're all, I presume, familiar with the story of the Wizard of Oz. A group of people joining together down the Yellow Brick Road to find what they need. One of those characters was the Cowardly Lion. His plan was to ask the wizard for courage. From this warrior one, step forward right into chair pose. Both heels digging into the ground, reaching skyward. The lion wanted courage, he wanted strength, he wanted power. Of course, he always had it. Rise up now. Dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat as we walk or jump our feet back. Inhale, come forward, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Take the left leg to the sky. Draw the left knee in as you come forward, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, push back, reach skyward with the foot. Back and forth. And then next time we come forward, let's step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot on the ground and reach up, warrior one. So the Cowardly Lion was there to ask for courage, for strength, for power. And he found that he already had them all along. And so do you. In this warrior, can you feel your power emerging? Your courage, your strength. Let the energy of this pose rise up inside of you. And with the strength of your warrior, step forward right into the strength of chair. Lengthening through the low back. Courage, strength, power. Rise up, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, let's walk or jump our feet back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. Come forward now, just a plank or kneeling plank, and hover there. drawing everything into your center. Feel your strength. Breathe it in. Take knees to the mat, push-ups into the heels, child's pose. Walk the hands just a little bit toward you and come up onto all fours with shoulders right over the wrists. Extend the right arm, the left leg. Finding balance. Now keep the leg extended. Let's take the right hand back down onto the ground. With elbows in, let's bend our elbows and lower down with an exhale. And rise up with an inhale. Using your strength, your power. You've had it all along. Rising back up, let's take the left knee back to the mat and change sides. Extend the left arm, the right leg. Reaching as far and long as you possibly can. Finding your center, your breath, to bring you balance. Left hand returns to the mat. Exhale, dip down. Inhale with strength. Next time you rise up, bring the right knee back to the mat, set the hips down into the heels. Walk your hands forward again. With hands on the mat and toes under the feet, we lift hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg up into the air. Draw the right knee in, come forward, hover back and forth, moving from the center. Next time we draw the knee forward, let's step forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Take a moment to find your way into this pose, wherever it fits for you, wherever it meets the needs of your body. Now optional, stay here or draw hands to the heart. With an inhale, straighten the front knee, reach up. Exhale, bend the knee and come back down into the lunge. And the next time, bring hands into the heart and let's add a twist. So we'll take our right elbow across, our left elbow across our right thigh. Lengthen and twirl your heart around to the right. Now this twist is yours to explore. Some like to spread their arms wide open here. Some like to move that prayer right next to their heart. So however this feels good for you, makes your back happy, be there, breathe there. Also on the yellow brick road was the Tin Woodman. Along with him, the scarecrow. Unwind the twist, take hands to the heart, lay the back knee down onto the mat. The scarecrow was on the yellow brick road looking for wisdom, looking for a brain. Take hands onto your belly. Take hands to your heart. Take hands to your third eye. From here, let your face look up to the sky, reaching your prayer all the way up. Taking this to a little back bend if that feels right for your body. So the scarecrow wanted a brain, he wanted wisdom. And of course, as you know, he found he had it all along. Hands come down to the mat. Straighten the leg. Come to a nice stretch for the right hamstring. Feel free to extend this into a full split if your body's more open here. Be with your breath in this moment. You have a wisdom too. Only you know your body in the way that no one else can. To know what feels just right for you. Letting our mind rest and turning on the wisdom within us, our heart, our intuition. Now step onto the right foot. Let's plant our hands and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg into the sky. Inhale, coming forward, drawing the left knee into your body. Exhale, left leg to the sky. Flowing forward and back. Next time the knee comes forward, let's step forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Where does this fit for me? Where does this feel just right? Optional, take hands into the heart. With an inhale, straighten the leg, reach to the sky. Exhale, coming back to the heart, bending the knee. Next time we come down to the lunge with the prayer, let's take the twist. Right elbow crossing left thigh. Lengthen and twist around to the left now. Giving your body the twist that feels healing and cleansing. The scarecrow was looking for a brain, looking for wisdom. Unwind the twist, take hands to the mat, lay the back knee down. Take hands to the belly. The scarecrow always had that wisdom, and so do you. Touch in at this moment with your gut wisdom, that feeling you get in your belly that knows what's right. Hands to the heart in a prayer, the wisdom of your heart. Hands to the third eye, the wisdom of our own intuition. And then reach your face skyward. Let the hands reach up from the third eye into the sky. And then hands come back down to the mat. We'll straighten the left leg, reaching the hips back, taking a nice stretch into the left hamstring. Feel free to make this a full split if your body's more open. Close your eyes. Be deep within your own experience. What does the wisdom of your body tell you here? Follow your gut wisdom. Follow the wisdom of your heart. Follow your intuition. No one will ever know what you know about your own body. Step down onto the left foot. Let's step our way back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Come forward now, plank or kneeling plank. Take a moment to draw into your center. Breathe into your center. Lay knees to the mat, hips to the heels, child's pose. Walk the hands in just a little bit as we come now to all fours with shoulders right over the wrists. Cat and cow, inhale. Look up, lift the tail. Exhaling, draw your spine toward the sky like a cat. Now listening to the body's wisdom. Flow from one to the other. Now at the next exhale, arching like a cat, slowly, slowly begin to reach your hips into your heels. Feeling a nice deep stretch in your low back. Walk your hands then forward again. Turn toes under the feet and hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's begin our last standing series for today. Right leg reaches into the sky. Draw the right knee forward, come forward to plank or kneeling plank, and then exhale, push back, forward and back. Next time we come forward, step the right foot forward. Walk hands around to the long side of the mat. Take hands onto the thighs, lift up to stand. Take hands to the heart here. And then with an inhale, spread your arms as wide open as you can. Exhale, come back to the heart again. So as I said, also on the Yellow Brick Road, was the Tin Man. He was there to ask the wizard for a heart. He wanted to be able to give and receive love fully. Of course, he learned that he already could. Next time, arms reach out, take hands behind your back. Fingers joining together, roll the shoulders back, spread your heart wide open. He already had a heart, as big a heart as there could be. And so do you. Now tip the hips forward, fold into a forward bend. Drop hands down to the mat now. Let's walk hands around to the front of the mat, turning the right foot and just barely angling the left. Let's reach our left arm up and around in a circle as we come to warrior two. Heart spread as wide as the world. Heart open, spacious, available to give and receive love fully. Bend the right arm, let it cross the right thigh. Take your left fingers into the sky. Side angle pose, big and beautiful and open. Let this pose express your open heart. Now the left arm begins a circle, first reaching back toward the back end of our mat. Circling around to touch or come near the floor. And as the left hand points to the front, let's straighten the right leg. And this pose becomes triangle pose. Left fingers reach into the sky, eyes looking upward, heart as wide as the world. Carefully coming back down again. We take hands to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg into the sky. Inhale, come forward, bring the knee in close to your body. Plank or kneeling plank, and then exhale, push back. From your center, with your breath, as many times as your mind tries to take you away, that many times, come back to your breath. Next time the left knee comes forward, step forward. Walk yourself around to the long side of the mat. Hands to the thighs as we lift up to stand. bringing hands to our heart again. Inhale, wide as the world. Exhale, come back to center. The heart, the love have always been there. The heart ready to give and receive love fully. Next time, the arms and heart spread wide open. Take hands behind your back again. This time it will be for a standing back bend. So make fists at your low back. Check in with the foundation of your feet. Let your feet and legs be your strong anchor. Rise up through your body. Roll the shoulders back. And let your heart reach to the sky. Find where this feels beautiful for you. Let your heart grow as wide as the world. Sending love out to people all across the world. Slowly let the back bend rise. Take hands to the hips and pour your back bend now into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the ground. And then we walk our hands around to the front of the mat, turning the left foot, angling the right. Let's circle the right arm up and around behind you, warrior two. Expanding. Express your open heart. Bend the left arm across the left thigh, right fingers to the sky, big, beautiful side angle pose. Heart as wide as the world. Begin the circle of the right arm, first to the back of your mat, near the ground. And as we reach forward, the left leg straightens. The right fingertips reach to the sky, and we find our way into triangle pose. Big and spacious and full of heart. Carefully bringing ourselves back down to the mat once more. We plant our hands, we step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. From here, let's lay our knees to rest on the mat. Slide our hips into our heels. Child's pose. Along with the Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man. Of course, there was Dorothy. She learned her lesson in the end, too. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Begin to look forward again. Our hands securely on the mat. Let's turn our toes under. Hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. We'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. And then with a nice slow inhale, we'll rise gently into the sky. Hands reach up to come to a prayer. The prayer comes back once again to our heart. Explore balancing now. We'll begin this balance series on the right foot, and we'll start today with tree pose. So a tree needs to begin with roots. Create a deep and strong root system, then take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Hands at the heart or becoming branches, reaching outward. It's always fine to step out and start again. Be here with your breath. Let your mind, your thoughts melt into each breath. Now let's draw hands back into the heart. We'll take the left knee forward. Let the right hand come onto the left knee as the left hand comes behind the back. Stand straight and tall. And let's add another twist. Beginning to spiral our heart around to the left. The crown of the head reaching higher as you twist. Now with balance, if you can, unwind. Keep the left knee up. Reach arms to the sky. Index fingers, thumbs form a circle, and we bend our elbows and sink down into dancing Shiva pose. Left leg now angled out in space in front of the right leg. The right knee bent, the head lifted. Step down, reach up. And exhale, hands into the heart. Thank your right leg with a little stretch. And let's balance next on the left leg. Start with the roots for your tree. Right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Hands begin at the heart and perhaps they become branches. Every tree, so unique, so different. Bring hands back to the heart. Take the right knee forward. Left hand on the right knee, right hand behind the back. Stand taller. And take that length of spine around into a twist to the right, turning your heart to face the side. And then unwinding. With balance, if you can, keep the right knee up, hands to the heart, and then reach to the sky. Loop index fingers and thumbs into circles, bend the elbows, dancing Shiva pose. Step down, reach up. Draw hands into the heart. A thank you stretch for the left leg. And then take a wave of breath that reaches right into the sky. Exhale, folding down to the earth. Our hands come to the mat, our feet step back. Once again, touch your knees down, hips into the heels. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Let your hands walk over to the right side of your mat. Get a nice stretch in your left side body. Hands back to center and then around to the left. Once again, back to center, and we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Let's crisscross our ankles, sliding hips over the feet, we come to sit. Set the right foot onto your mat. Let's pick up the left ankle and cross it over the right thigh, holding on to the right shin. Now close your eyes, straighten your back nice and tall, crown of your head lifting toward the sky. Beginning the process of loosening and opening and freeing our left hip. Now stay as you are, but release the hands. Take the hands behind your hips, fingers pointing forward. Stepping onto the right foot and pushing into both hands, we lift up to a tabletop. And then lower the hips gently down. Legs are still crossed as we began. Either come back to where we started with hands around the shin, or slide hands underneath and grab the back of the right leg and lower onto your back, drawing the knee, legs in nice and close to the body, deepening the freedom of our left hip. the hips, a tension trap in our body. Let your long, slow, deep breath, the wisdom of your heart and body, take you to a place of letting go. Reach the right leg into the sky now. With a little swing of the right leg, we come right up to sit. Let the right foot slip down to the, left foot slip down to the inside of the right leg. Inhale, reaching up and into your breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward, fold into a forward bend. Close your eyes. Where does the wisdom of your body, the wisdom of your heart, where does it take you here? Find that place that's in between too much and too little for you. And let it be unique. With the right arm remaining here, let's take the left hand behind our back. And circling the arm, the left fingers come to the sky, and then in a nice big sweeping side bend over toward the right leg. Looking more for the stretch up the right, left side of your body than coming close to your foot. Now reach the left fingers again to the sky, then sit the left hand behind your left hip, fingers pointing back this time. Stand up onto the left knee, arch your right arm up and beyond your head to the back. And let's come back down to sit. Changing sides, the left foot comes onto the mat, the right ankle crosses the left thigh. Hands around the shin, close your eyes, sit up nice and tall. Let's begin the letting go now for our right hip. Staying just as you are, but releasing the hands, taking them to the floor behind your hips. Fingers pointing forward, step onto the left foot, push into the hands. Lift to a table. Slowly then, we lower down again. Either returning to where we just were, or slipping hands around and behind the left leg to roll onto your back. Deepen the time of letting go here in your right hip. Open the tension trap in your body. Breathe it away. Left leg to the sky. Swing the left leg to come up to sit. Slip the right foot to the inner left thigh. Inhale, arms reach into the sky, and you rise up with your breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward, fold into a forward bend. Have the courage to go only as far as you need to be, and no farther. Overriding the impulses of our ego, to be where we really should be. Left hand remaining here, right hand behind the back. Inhale, right arm to the sky, and then in the curve of a side bend toward the left foot, looking for the opening in the right side body. Come into this pose, offering love for yourself. And then the right arm reaches up. Hand comes to the floor behind the hip. This time it'll be the left hand we sweep back behind us as we step up onto the right knee. And then slowly come back to sit. Take the feet in front of you, lower yourself gently down onto the floor. Hug your knees, rock side to side a little. Find a nice and comfortable place. With big toes touching together, take hands onto the knees and open them wide. Hands to the floor behind the head. And reach your fingers up to point to the sky, but then shift your strength to the strength of your center. From there, lift up and right through your legs, continuing to breathe. And then lower down. Draw the knees in together so they touch. Fingers point to the sky, but then it's our center that lifts us up and reaching now to the left side of our knees. Coming back down again. Toes together, knees wide apart. Come to center, not with a swing of the arms, but taking that moment to shift to find the strength of our center. Come back down, take the knees together. This time we'll go over to the right side. Come back down, guide your way through in a second time, always coming to the center in between sides, deepening the strength and power of our center, which is so important in keeping our back healthy and safe. When you've come the last time to center, reach right through, catch the outsides of your feet. Bring them up toward the sky as if they were walking across the ceiling, knees pointed to the outside of your ribcage. And then legs open into a big, beautiful V. You can hold your feet, or if you can't reach, take hands to the inner thighs. And then we'll draw our legs back together and set our feet down again onto the floor. Ready now to move into inversions. If you feel in the mood for a shoulder stand, carefully, gently lift your hips and legs above your shoulders, using your hands to support you. If you feel like a bridge pose today, feet planted on the floor, push into the feet to lift hips up off the ground and create the bridge. Go to whatever kind of variation feels like you today. And then be with your breath. Be with your heart. Slowly, gently, carefully, begin to lay yourself back down onto the mat. Little by little, come all the way home again. If you were happily in the bridge pose, give your knees a little hug to stretch your back. And let's take fish pose now. With feet on the mat, we lift our hips and slip our hands underneath the hips. Legs extending straight, we sit on our hands and tuck our elbows underneath our back. Head falls back and the heart reaches up. The heart is wide as the world. Feel the opening now in your neck and your throat. And then let the head come back up first. And gently let the fish pose return to the mat. Hands slip out from under the hips, and instead let's reach our arms to the floor behind our head now. Lengthening for one last and beautiful twist. Reach down now to take the right knee in your arms. Guide it in and then across over to the left. Let your head drop to the right as you welcome this twist. Let it wrap around your body with healing and cleansing. Thoughts melting into breath. Now the left hand releases the right leg. We fall gently onto our mat again. Return to where you feel like you're right in the center. Stretch the legs, reach the arms, nice and long. Reach down now to take the left leg. Draw it close to your heart, then guide it across your body to the right, turning head to the left. Softening the hips, smoothing the forehead, loosening the jaw. Right hand then slips away, and once more we fall gently onto our mat. We realign ourselves with the center. Feel free to get something for warmth now if you'd like. We've come to our final relaxation. Lay yourself down. Close your eyes. Let your thoughts melt into your breath and bring you to this moment. We spend a lot of our lives looking for role models, mentors, teachers, gurus to guide us on our path. There's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, finding the right person at the right time can really help. However, it's important to realize that in the absence of such a figure, we can very safely rely on ourselves. Carry with us everything we need to know to make progress on our path. The outer world serves as a mirror. All we need is to be able to see that we already have everything we need and to let go of our belief that we need to seek in order to find. The path of the spirit is often defined as a journey with a goal, much like a wizard at the end of a yellow brick road. In this metaphor, the person begins a search for something they want, but do not realize they already have. We do not need to travel to find it or imagine that it resides only in the body of another. What the best teachers will do is point out that very precious elixir is something you already possess. So when we find ourselves on our path, not knowing which way to turn and wishing for guidance, we can turn inward. If we simply ask, let go, and wait patiently, the answer will come. And the more we practice and trust this process, the less we will need to look outside ourselves for teachers and guides. For we will have successfully become our own. Final words from Oprah Winfrey. Although I meditate every day, and I pray every night, and I read spiritual material, my greatest spiritual teaching is from the Wizard of Oz. You've always had the power, my dear. You've always had the power. Take a moment to be with your breath, to be with your heart. And a moment to close your practice today in whatever way feels meaningful for you. When you've had the time to embrace that closure of your own, whenever you're ready, roll gently onto your right side, resting there in the afterglow of your practice. You've always had the power, my dear. You've always had the power. Finally then, when you feel ready, come back at last to where we began. Back to the place where you're comfortably seated on your mat. Still present. Take a moment now of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. Once again, our head will drop down, it will rock from side to side. And then returning once more to center, let a wave of breath carry your arms to the sky. Hands come together in a prayer. A prayer will come to our forehead. For courage, for wisdom, for love in our thoughts today. To our lips, for courage, for wisdom, for love in our thought, in our words. And to our heart, for courage, for wisdom, for love in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.